Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningnin M. Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts commitment to focus on ensuring robust ecosystem for entrepreneurs. President Draupadi Murmu holds key talks in Portugal to strengthen bilateral ties. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio meets state departments on investment promotion. And Ministry of Women and Child Development launches 7th edition of Poshan Pakhwada. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that his government will continue focusing on ensuring a robust ecosystem where every aspiring entrepreneur has access to credit, giving them the confidence and a chance to grow. On the 10th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, PM Modi said half of the Mudra beneficiaries belong to SC, ST and OBC communities and over 70% of the beneficiaries are women. He noted that every Mudra loan carries with it dignity, self-respect and opportunity. He added that this scheme has also ensured social inclusion and economic freedom besides financial inclusion. Mr. Modi also interacted with beneficiaries of the scheme at his residence and underlined that Mudra Yojana has given opportunities to countless people to showcase their entrepreneurial skills.
आज भारत का युवा उसके पास जो एंटरप्रेन्योर स्किल है अगर उसको हैंड होल्डिंग हो जाए थोड़ी उसको मदद मिल जाए तो बहुत बड़े परिणाम लाता है सबसे ज्यादा लोन के लिए अप्लाई करने वाली महिला है सबसे ज्यादा लोन प्राप्त करने वाली महिला है और सबसे जल्दी रिपेमेंट करने वाली भी महिला है यानी ये नया क्षेत्र विकसित भारत के लिए जो संभावनाएं है वो इस शक्ति में पड़ी हुई है वो दिखाई दे रहा है और बिना गारंटी को आपको पैसा मिलना और मैं चाहता हूं कि मेरे देश के नौजवान ज्यादा से ज्यादा इस क्षेत्र में आए आप
Mr. Modi also highlighted that the scheme aims to empower the youth, making them self-reliant and confident, with the ability to become job creators rather than just job seekers. In the last 10 years, more than 52 crore loans worth around 33 lakh crore rupees have been sanctioned under the scheme. As the Mudra Yojana completes 10 years since its launch in April 2015, beneficiaries from Nagaland shared their entrepreneurial experiences.
My name is Aaron. 1 year back, I've availed an amount of 6 lakhs to open up a home furnishing store. This Mudra loan gave me the financial push that I needed to start my business. It has helped me buy my essential equipments and manage operations smoothly.
My name is John. Took a loan of 6 lakhs and started a departmental store. Because of Mudra loan, I was able to start my business, and it's been 3 years that I'm running it successfully.
Delegation-level talks were held between India and Portugal. On the second and concluding day of President Draupadi Murmu's visit to Portugal, the President held a one-on-one meeting with the Speaker of the Assembly of Portugal, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. President Murmu also received a guard of honour at the Assembly of Portugal. The MEA said the President held productive talks with the Speaker of the Assembly of Portugal. Both sides discussed ways to fortify relations. President Murmu also interacted with members of Parliament besides meeting with members of the India-Portugal Parliamentary Friendship Group.
भारत का संस्कृति भारत का परंपरा भारत के लोगों के चाल चलन चेहरा उनका बात करने का तरीका उनका संस्कृति एक चलते फिरते भारत का झंडा है आप भी मुझे लगता है ये इस चीज को अच्छी तरह से समझते होंगे और आपको भी मैं कहना चाहूंगी कि भारत का गौरव को बढ़ाने में आपका भी बहुत बड़ा योगदान है
Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today held a meeting with various line departments in Nagaland to advance the initiatives of the high-level task force in the northeastern region, focusing on priorities like craft clusters, investment promotion and others. During the meeting, the departments were directed to submit vision statements and propose plans for further action. The task force on investment promotion in the region held its first meeting yesterday and resolved to develop a strategic roadmap to position the northeast as a preferred investment destination. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Ministry of Women and Child Development is celebrating the 7th edition of Poshan Pakhwada from today, reaffirming the government's commitment to tackling malnutrition. Inaugurating the campaign via webcast, Minister of State Savitri Thakur said overnutrition and obesity have become grave problems due to growing consumption of unhealthy snacks and oily food by children. She said nutrition is no longer limited to the issue of undernourishment. She urged officials and Anganwadi workers across states and union territories to step up grassroots engagement through home visits and referral services.
आइए सब मिलकर पकवाने में हम सब मिलकर संकल्प ले कि कोई भी बच्चा भूखा ना सोए, कोई भी माँ पोषण से वंचित ना रहे और हर परिवार को जरूरत स्वास्थ्य सेवाएं मिले. आप सभी के सहयोग से हम भारत को एक स्वस्थ सशक्त और सुपोषित राष्ट्र बनाएं.
In Nagaland too, Poshan Pakhwada 2025 was launched across various parts of the state, including in Longleng and Seminyu, where the Poshan Pakhwada pledge was administered. School Education Department today organized a training program for volunteer teachers on understanding of lifelong learning for all in society, ULAS, in Kifre Town and Twensang. Addressing the event in Kifre, ADC Longdiba L. Sangtam raised concern over the practice of proxy teachers in government schools, which is reducing the quality of education in rural areas. Delivering keynote address, Deputy Director and Nodal Officer ULAS, Roko Zeho Sotu, said the centrally sponsored scheme ULAS aims to achieve 100% literacy by 2030. He said in Nagaland there is about 2.76 lakhs non-literate individuals with 1.14 males and 1.60 lakh females. The Angami Public Organization, along with all tribal units at Kohima, will hold a public rally tomorrow in the state capital to protest the Indo-Myanmar fencing and related issue. In view of the rally, Kohima police have announced certain traffic regulations. Vehicles going down towards high school and secretariat will be diverted via TCP gate to hospital junction to census point. Vehicles heading towards PHQ will be redirected via Raju Point to Naga Bazaar. Staff buses to secretariat will take the route via TCP gate to T. Kel Model Road. Police also declared a no parking zone along the stretch from TCP gate to Y Junction, Phulbari. The regulation will be enforced from 8 a.m. until the rally concludes. Kohima Police advised citizens to plan their routes accordingly and has requested their cooperation and support. The Ministry of Labour and Employment, in collaboration with Nagaland State Government, is conducting a 10-day special registration campaign to register gig and platform workers on the eShram portal. The campaign is running until April 17 and aims to provide these workers with formal recognition by issuing official identity cards and providing health coverage under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. During the 10-day drive, on-ground registration camps will be set up across all districts through the Assistant Labour Commissioner Office. Gig workers, including those engaged in hourly or part-time jobs like event catering or software development, as well as platform workers using online or digital platforms, have been encouraged to register. Those unable to attend a camp can also self-register on the eShram portal. Nagaland is expected to see light rainfall and cloudy moderate rain across most of its districts till 15th of this month. In a weather update, Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority said the rain may be accompanied by thunderstorm and lightning. The lowland and foothill districts, including Dimapur, Newland, Chumukedima, Bandari, Bhakti, Tizit and Tuli, are vulnerable to waterlogging and flash floods. The authority advised the public to remain cautious to prevent any eventualities and urged all district disaster management authorities and relevant departments to remain on high alert. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts commitment to focus on ensuring robust ecosystem for entrepreneurs. President Draupadi Murmu holds key talks in Portugal to strengthen bilateral ties. Chief Minister Nipi Rio meets state departments on investment promotion. And Ministry of Women and Child Development launches 7th edition of Poshan Pakhwada. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.